WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The calendar's being a friend to taxpayers as the primary deadline for property tax payments arrives. January 31st is typically the last day to pay property taxes, but because it falls on a Sunday, the day for payment is extended to Monday, February 1st. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says it's extended for payment in person and by mail.
People need to be aware our mail is being sent to Houston before it's postmarked. So if you wait until that day, you've got to make sure you get it in before the last pickup at the post office. Mailing it from your house will not work.
Rowe suggests mailing it by this Friday to be safe. Other options include payment in person during normal business hours or using the secure night deposit in drive-through lane 1. Rowe says payments dropped off after hours this week or throughout the weekend will be credited as January payments. More information is online at brazostax.org. The legislature today will roll up its sleeves and start work on major property tax reform.
A committee holds its first hearing here in San Antonio on increasing the rollback rate, which would mean citizens would be allowed to vote on any property tax increase over 3 or 4%, whether it's approved by the city or county or caused by increased property values.
The rate of increase in property taxes is almost triple what the rate of increase in salaries has been over the last decade or so.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says it's irresponsible for taxpayers to be driven out of their homes by local government taxes. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Bryan police are looking for a suspect in a credit card abuse case. Last month, several unauthorized transactions took place at 7 different locations, including the Walmart on Briarcrest and Target store in Bryan. Charges total approximately $360. Surveillance video of the suspect is online at WTAW.com. The wine industry in Texas is growing, and Texas A&M University is doing its part. The A&M AgriLife Extension Service has hired 4 viticulture program specialists to help Texas's grape growers. Dr. Justin Shiner says each specialist is responsible for a different territory in the state.
They're going to be across the state, basically helping growers troubleshooting problems, helping with educational needs. So they're going to be kind of our eyes and ears. They'll be out and about, visiting with growers, helping with problems.
Dr. Shiner says Texas is the fifth leading wine producing state in the nation with 380 wineries, and vineyard acreage has more than doubled in the last decade. More information about the 4 viticulturalists is online at WTAW.com. Texas University chancellors are updating lawmakers on how the law will be implemented on each campus. Texas A&M's John Sharp.
Some faculty have expressed concern that the potential presence of a concealed handgun in the classroom will obstruct spirited, candid discussion.
The law isn't set to take effect on college and university campuses until next fall. Final policy reports are due at the state capitol in September. WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 40 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, this is Mark down in Silvac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Silvac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Silvac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Chris Chapman. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide our clients with guidance in taxes, accounting, and consulting. You can rely on us to be a year-round partner in your success.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Good morning, it's 7:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder. And 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will be responsible for the sunshine, which we'll get to see today. Temperatures are going to be warming up to about 55 later this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight, lows 30 to 35. Nice day tomorrow, sunshine and even milder than today. Highs will be anywhere from 60 to 65. Clear tomorrow night, lows 40 to 45. And it's mostly sunny during the day on Friday. Highs are going to be 65 to near 70 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at sports here in just a bit with a preview of A&M men's basketball hitting the road to Fayetteville for the Razorbacks tonight with the game live here on WTAW. Crosstown Showdown for Brian and Consol in men's and women's basketball. Caught up, get you caught up there as well. And Blake Griffin in hot water for slugging an equipment manager.
Twice.
And their buddies. Like, yeah, they vacationed together. We'll have more on that and other stuff, too, coming up in sports about 7:50.
Abe Vigoda died. Finally.
For real this time.
Yeah. Exactly. It's exactly what I was
it's
thinking.
It's not funny. I like
no,
that.
No, it's not. Yeah. He was a great. And
it's funny that he was accused of dying so many times.
Yeah, in 1982, okay, almost 35 years ago.
33, that's when I was born.
Yeah, okay. People magazine famously ran a story claiming that he had died.
Yep.
I mean, how often do they get, I mean, wow.
One of my office mate is Jamie from Peace 107.
Uh-huh.
And she turned around and said, "Hey, Vigoda died." I said, "Oh, did he confirm it this time?"
Oh. Now, if you care, and you may not, but he had a rock and roll moment.
Oh?
I mean, you know him from being on Barney Miller, and you know him from being in The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Mike I always liked him. It was just business. One of the great lines. He also was mentioned in the song Wombat by a group called Fish. Is that right? Is that how that's?
Yes.
P-H-I-S-A?
Yeah, that's Fish. Yeah.
The lyric is, it's kind of like the theme from the Fish TV show, you know, with Abe Vigoda. In 2013, they were doing a concert, and Abe Vigoda came out on stage.
Oh, wow.
And for a Fish audience, that was probably the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about him, but that's pretty. And he was 92 at the time, if I'm doing my math right. So, you know, kind of being a part of that was fun.
Pretty impressive.
Fish is a modern day Grateful Dead.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you got that going. Also pushing up daisies, Marvin Minsky. You're going, who?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, I am.
A pioneering mathematician and computer scientist whose work created the vision of AI as we know it today. He died at the age of 88. He died Sunday. He co-founded the Artificial Intelligence Laboratory at MIT. So you know he was stupid, right? Okay. Anyway, authored some of the books that were very influential early on when it came to this whole AI thing. So he made a difference in our world. No, he'll continue to make a difference in our world
for as a time very goes long on. Time.
Yes, yeah, don't have to worry about that.
Big brain guy.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. All right, let's see what else we got going on. Soon, losing your ATM card will not be a deal. Won't have to worry about it. Chase customers will soon be able to withdraw cash or initiate other transactions using their cellular telephone.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's pretty
Chase
slick.
ATMs. Yeah, it is. Their ATMs are being upgraded later this year. The first generation of these new ATMs will allow customers to access the machine by inputting a code found on their Chase mobile app. Further upgrades of the machines will allow customers to use their cell phone's near-field wireless communications, that's NFC, near-field communications, feature, to access their accounts using the technology that enables shopping checkout features such as Apple Pay. That's around some. Here in smaller towns, we don't see it nearly as much, but in the big cities, that's a pretty big deal, this whole near-field communication thing. You walk by the place where the coffee is overpriced, and they're liable to send you a message saying they've got a special. Their scones are only $6 today instead of $3, or $3 instead of $6, or whatever. But anyway, near-field communication is, and I don't know, is that, that's pretty, it can be pretty invasive, I guess. And I suppose you can block it in some ways.
Yeah.
But if they use it properly, and, you know, you can find out that, you know, umbrellas are on sale when it's raining outside. I mean, there's all sorts of things they can do with that.
They also added a college kid feature.
Oh?
It lets you get amounts of money less than $20 for when your bank account's running low.
It allows you to get... You mean it loans you the money?
No. It'll give you bills outside of the $10 and $20 range.
Oh, I see.
You can get $57 out if you want and have it in all fives and two ones.
I don't do that. I'm not an ATM person.
You do the cash back at the debit console.
Yeah, I'm weird.
Console.
I don't do a debit card either, but I'm just no kidding. How you like that?
Well, you get cash from the counter?
Yeah,
you're the reason my bank rates are so high.
Yeah, that's right. And then I write a check sometimes too.
Oh,
yeah, no. Oh, Scott.
Yeah, I know.
Do you at least pre-fill it out?
No, I keep it in my pocket.
Jerk.
I keep it in my pocket.
You
until
jerk!
Then.
I'm always behind you.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, I bet you go through Express too, don't you?
Exactly. Oh. And I strike up a conversation with the person at the checkout before I ever start writing.
You evil man!
Pull out my pen and I stop while we're
And your address is still from out of town, right?
It is. Oh. Yeah, I've got an AOL account too.
No, I wouldn't go that far. No.
And his Windows 386.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. The Detroit Bureau expects Toyota to retain its crown as the world's best-selling automaker, a lead that it has had since 2012. But the yes, they are based in Japan, even though they build a lot of cars over here.
Mm-hmm.
They have two victories to celebrate. The Toyota Corolla was, again, the world's best-selling vehicle in 2015. There were 1.3 million of those things. Actually, 1.33 million of those
compact
models.
Used to own a Corolla.
Yeah, well, you know,
good car.
They make good cars. I had a Toyota Celica. And that thing was that was great. I mean, it was a great car, that's for sure. Anyway, but that 1.33 million units is up 4.7%. You know, when you got a big number, it's hard to push that baby up.
Oh, it's all that extra advertising ISIS was doing.
That's what it is. Yeah, exactly. We drive them, you should too. It also marks the highest sales for any single vehicle in automotive history, according to the tracking service Focus to Move. Man, think about that.
They just figured out the slug line for them for ISIS and everything.
Right.
It's built war tough.
Yeah. Apple announced its first quarter earnings yesterday. You see that?
No.
Basically, the company made about almost $76 billion as opposed to last year when they made about $74.5 billion, so up to $76 billion. Good news for investors. However, there were some negatives out there. Sales of the iPad down. Since only 16 million iPads were sold during the holidays compared with 21.5 million the year before.
It's because people have them now.
It's a 25% drop. Right, and you're not going to trade it in on a newer one. It's pretty much doing what it does, and until it breaks or you drop it, you don't have to go get another one. Apple sold about 75 million iPhones. That works, doesn't it, during the quarter, which is about the same as the 75 million that they sold a year ago. So no growth there. Company says it may be able to make up for the loss in sales with its Apple Watch and the newly introduced Apple TV.
Everybody I've talked to that has the Apple Watch loves it.
Yeah, I talked to a guy, a salesman, who had one not too long ago. He'd just gotten it. I don't know. I don't wear a watch, and so I'm not sure that I get into that world. But it's a little bitty, too.
Yeah, it is.
Little bitty icons, and, you know. It's got to be. It's got to be a hassle when you're driving to try to use it, right?
I've
keep
heard
turning
the opposite.
And stuff. What?
Yeah, it's right there on your wrist. Oh, text message? Yep. No, I don't want to deal with that now.
I hope not.
Just saying.
Yeah, it is a little weird. Speaking of iPhones and that kind of thing. The JIC, or Just In Case, is an iPhone case that can record any phone conversation with the press of a button. Comes equipped with a microphone that's built in, a speaker for playback, and a micro SD card for storing those conversations. While the case might be useful for folks like us who want to record something, or spies, and anybody else who needs to have a conversation stored, it also could lead to illegal recordings in 12 states. Federal law requires the one-party consent which essentially means that so long as the recording is legal, you know, you can do that as long as the participant is in on it.
See Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. the other people on the phone conversation do not need to agree or even know that they're being recorded for it to be considered legal. However, in 12 states that have amended that law and turned it into an all-party consent situation. So
I like to let the call centers know they're being recorded for quality and training purposes.
Well, I just want to get their number back so I could call them later at a more convenient time.
More inconvenient
Sure.
time.
Tell me when you're going home and I'll call you then. How's that? Okay. A rare white giraffe found alive and well.
It's not a short-necked giraffe, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. Just checking.
Where was that we were talking about? I mean, we considered it an insult.
Yeah,
right?
Thought it was an insult.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, short neck giraffe.
15-month-old white giraffe has made another appearance in Tanzania, leaving conservationists to hope that poachers don't decide to go after that one. The unique giraffe was spotted as a calf last year in the Tanzanian National Park. Seen again this month, almost exactly a year later, so that's good. So a white giraffe, which reminds me, I don't know if you've heard, in the age of political correctness, now the great white shark is now going to be called the Caucasian average shark.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet. And with a new year comes new challenges. And I never back down from a challenge, especially when it comes to giving you a better value. So I'm resolved to make 2016 the year of better by putting you in a better car. Like the sporty yet fuel-efficient 2016 Malibu, with a new sleek design and a turbo engine that screams power yet delivers an astonishing 37 miles per gallon. Discover for yourself why the 2016 Malibu was voted 2015's most dependable midsize car by J.D. Power. A better year starts in a better car. That's why all across Texas, people come to Tom Light Chevrolet. Ask for Bubba, and I'll show you a better way to save. See for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you looking to revamp your business's website this new year? Aggieland Website Design has the New Year's resolution for you. Sign up today and they'll help grow your brand and present a credible image to complement your online presence. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates, so as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Boost your business with Aggieland Website Design's unlimited updates. Updates you don't have to manage yourself. Continue celebrating the new year with 10% off when you register at AggielandWebsiteDesign.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Going to kind of do a rush overload on you because we got the rush update coming up. But this is a really, 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 really big, big day today.
Been shocked, pleasantly so, to see some in the drive-by media recognize our Al Gore countdown clock at RushLimbaugh.com. Back in 2006, Al Gore said that we had 10 years remaining. 10 years. Humanity had 10 years left to save the Earth from what was then called global warming. And if we didn't save it in 10 years, it was all lost. It was hopeless, and the fate of humanity would be hanging in the balance. Well, that 10-year anniversary comes up this month, January 27th.
Today is the day that the Earth is supposed to fry.
Oh.
Because Al told us that.
It's so cold outside.
I know. And we're going to have a high of 53 today. Just letting you know. He said he's attending parties and posing for pictures with his fans. He's enjoying macaroni and cheese at the Discovery Channel soiree. He's palling around with Lori David of Curb Your Enthusiasm, who's the husband of Larry David, whose husband is Larry David, who drives a Prius and flies a G5. But that's okay. Once again, today is supposed to be the day that Al Gore told us the Earth was going away, the 27th of January.
Well, it's not the end of the day yet.
You know, you're right. He could be exactly right, but somehow I'm just not thinking that we're all going to go up in a giant ball of flame today. And by the way, the folks in the Northeast, I don't know if you heard, they had snow in the Northeast over the weekend.
Have you seen it? Well, no, of course you haven't seen it online.
No.
It's a perfectly shoveled sidewalk.
Yeah.
And then it stops and there's a big giant pile of snow.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the sidewalks are all completely and perfectly shoveled off.
Yeah.
The only thing you can see through the top of the snow is a Bernie Sanders sign with a
yeah.
sign. And the meme just says it figures.
Yes, he did say he was going to fix global warming.
Yeah,
he also told us he would save us from the dangers of smoking.
That's right. And he invented the internet. Hello.
Well, now Larry David will tell you that it's because he drives that Prius that the world did not end today.
Probably right. Very, very talented guy. Very, very funny guy.
But oh, yeah.
Again, much like Ted Danson, I really don't care about your politics. And just because you're funny and you're smart and you're rich, it doesn't mean you're right.
Well, it's like so many of them. Just shut up and sing the song. Yeah. I don't care.
Speaking of which, Natalie Maines has opened her mouth again.
What? Are you kidding? Yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. She ruined her career and those other two girls to the point they don't even get played on radio stations in La Mesa. But go ahead.
I'm pulling it up now. I really didn't think you'd be that excited.
She uncorked again, and it was along the same lines of kind of what she'd done before.
Well, there was a Democrat in office, so she had been quiet for so long because, you know, wartime presidents only matter when there's an R next to the name.
Sure.
But she was critical of Cruz, Ted Cruz, this time.
Was she? Okay.
On Twitter, it's a lot easier for her to get heard there, apparently.
Okay, that's fine.
Just so you know, I'm ashamed. Ted Cruz is from America. Winky.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, how to ruin your career twice? Well no, she'd have to have a career for the second
time.
Well,
the chicks are starting up again, too.
Yeah, well.
I mean, literally, they're trying to restart.
Guess what? Trying would be the key word right there. Yeah, I don't think people are buying that. All right, 727, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High today, about 55 degrees before the world ends, right? 33 for our low temperature tonight. We'll be in the lower 60s tomorrow, about 67 on Friday, and 70 and better on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So that's pretty nice. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 9. We've got a chill factor of 33. Few clouds out there, and the air temp is 39.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You remember the hysteria from the 2010 BP oil spill, Gulf of Mexico. Remember all those hysterical predictions of long-term damage? 5 million barrels of oil would harm noble sea creatures, maybe for generations. And those of you with sharp memories might also remember that I, L. Rushbo, predicted the Gulf would clean itself. I explained that just as the ocean cleaned oil spills elsewhere in the world, the Gulf of Mexico would dissipate the oil. Life would go on as normal. Environmentalist wackos on the left and in the drive-by media heaped scorn on my prediction and on me. Yet within days, the massive oil slick that caused all the hysteria was gone. It was vanished. Nobody could find it because it had been cleaned by the ocean. Well, now a group of scientists, Columbia University, Earth Institute, have discovered something new in the Gulf. Tiny algae-like microorganisms are thriving, and they are doing so in areas where natural oil is seeping to the surface. It seems that when oil and natural gas seep from the earth, they release bubbles that contain nutrients to feed the phytoplankton that eats it up. And for those of you not steeped in science, it's a good thing because the tiny algae-like microorganisms are the foundation of the entire marine food chain. They literally eat the oil. That's where it goes. So we learned instead of being an evil killer, oil in the water is a foundation for life. The scientists are surprised. Me, not at all.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey,
If you got an iPhone, a Galaxy, or some other smartphone as a gift this holiday season, you'll want to protect it. Square Trade Protection Plans knows that every 2 seconds, one of you accidentally breaks your smartphone. So protecting yours is definitely a smart idea. Insurance from Verizon or Sprint can cost as much as $11 a month. Plus, you could pay up to a $199 deductible when you break your phone. Square Trade Protection Plans are half the cost at less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. You can cancel your current phone insurance at any time, even if you're locked into a 2-year contract. If you got a new smartphone, do the smart thing and protect it. Square Trade, less than $5 a month. Visit squaretrade.com. That's squaretrade.com.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-AMCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas is putting its name on the map of wine country, that is.
Currently sitting at approximately 380 wineries in the state, ranking number fifth,
as in fifth leading wine-producing state in the country. Dr. Justin Shiner, AgriLife Extension viticulturalist, says they hired 4 specialists to aid the growth of the Texas wine industry.
The ultimate goal is to help, you know, current growers, those that are experienced, but we also have a number of new growers coming on board, and then we have a lot of people that are just interested in grapes, and so we want to be able to, you know, provide assistance and then, of course, education to all different levels.
Dr. Shiner says the 4 viticulturalists will cover specific territories of the state, the High Plains and West Texas regions, Texas Hill Country, Gulf Coast region, and the North Texas region. Their names and backgrounds are online at WTAW.com. Taxpayers are getting an extra day to pay this year's property taxes.
The interesting thing is that it's extended for payment in person and also payment by mail.
Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says the typical deadline of January 31st, which falls on a Sunday this year, has been extended to Monday, February 1st. Rowe says payments by mail must have that February 1st or earlier postmark, and payments in person can be made throughout the weekend.
We do have a night deposit box in one of our drive-through lanes. It is exactly that. It's a night deposit box. That is for after-hours payments. So if people have their information, they want to drop their payment in that night deposit box. It goes into a safe. It will be given, be credited as a January 31st payment.
Rose says Fridays and Mondays are the busiest, so if you decide to make a payment in person, allow yourself extra time on those days. Go online to BrazosTax.org for more information. A state Senate committee today holds a hearing in San Antonio on what legislative leaders say is the most important issue facing the state, the need for property tax reform.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tells me he will be pushing a cut in the rollback rate, which will take property tax hikes out of the control of local governments.
Jurisdictions increase their property taxes more than a certain percent. In my book, that would be 4 or 5%, that you as the homeowner or business property owner would have a right to vote on that.
Even if it's increased valuations that pushes your taxes up. Patrick says property taxes are going up at 3 times the rate of income increases, and that has to stop. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Surveillance video is online at WTAW.com of a suspect in a credit card abuse case. According to the Bryan Police Department, several unauthorized transactions totaling $360 took place at seven different locations, including the Bryan Target store and the Walmart on Briarcrest. If you have any information or recognize the suspect, contact BPD or call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS. Campus carry gun legislation won't take effect until next fall, but university chancellors visited the state capitol yesterday to update lawmakers on their progress. UT's Bill McRaven says the university presidents will make their suggestions by March, with a review by the Board of Regents in May.
I fear that whatever rules are adopted on our campuses, whether by UT or the other systems, we think it is likely that those rules will be subjected to legal challenges through lawsuits filed by persons on one side or the other of the debate.
Many in the faculty of the state's three big university systems have suggested banning guns in classrooms and faculty offices. The final policy reports are due at the state capitol in September. When Shelter the Homeless International Projects, or SHIP, started in 2004, they planned to build one new orphanage. But spokeswoman Ann Horton says after the orphanage was complete, they realized there was a whole neighborhood that still needed their support.
The kids in our neighborhood were going to public schools, and, you know, they just weren't being challenged, and schools were dangerous. And just for a number of reasons, we realized that they really needed to start going to something that was more challenging and something where they could learn in a safe environment.
Horton says they started SponsorShIP, a program that allows individuals to select a child in the neighborhood and provide monthly financial support, which goes towards their education.
Education is, we think, one of the best ways to help a kid get ahead. So right now we are sending 29 children in our neighborhood to a private Christian school. Well, actually, three of them are going to university right now. So 26 in our neighborhood are attending private Christian school.
Horton says SHIP has several mission trips planned over the next few months to El Salvador to rebuild homes, lead Bible studies, and work with Bible school. If you're interested in going on a trip, there's an informational meeting this Sunday at 2:30 at Central Baptist Church in Bryan, or you can go online to shipinternational.org. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 40 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More local news coming up after Fox News at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is 64 pages of local articles reaching local homeowners. At Home includes everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2016 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising pricing, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email Sam at BryanBroadcasting.com.
Happy New Year from Allen Honda. We're ringing in 2016 with an all-new line of vehicles and a new dealership. Make one of your New Year's resolutions to come get into a reliable and affordable Honda, like the all-new 2016 Civic Sedan for only $179 a month. Allen Honda is also extending the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance on any new vehicle purchased in stock. We have also broken ground on the new state-of-the-art Allen Honda facility. Start your new year off right and stop by Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place.
7:38, shall we do the weather? It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, a leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years and now specializing in polyurethane concrete raising. Driveways, sidewalks, patios, swimming pools. It's a lot easier to do that than to tear it out and start all over again. Check it out at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's some numbers.
High pressure will be responsible for the sunshine, which we'll get to see today. Temperatures are going to be warming up to about 55 later this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight, lows 30 to 35. Nice day tomorrow, sunshine and even milder than today. Highs will be anywhere from 60 to 65. Clear tomorrow night, lows 40 to 45. And it's mostly sunny during the day on Friday. Highs are going to be 65 to near 70 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I never mentioned it to the team. You know, obviously they know about it, but it can be like gone, like a bad dream at night.
It can be gone as soon as you get it. He's talking about the ranking Texas A&M has as the number 5 team now in the country, which is the highest A&M basketball has ever had. More on the men tonight. They're playing in Fayetteville. We'll also get more on women's softball, who have been ranked. And Mr. Griffin for the Clippers is in trouble for bouncing his hand off his equipment manager's face.
A few times.
Yeah, more than once. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you in about 11 minutes.
It's about 7:40. We'll visit with Bill Flores tomorrow. Also, we'll visit with Mayor Bayinski tomorrow, sliding those over a day for different reasons. Economic Outlook Conference is going on this morning for the Chamber of Commerce. So, it appears, remember when Garmin was all the rage?
Oh, man.
I still have one.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I don't use it, but
doorstop?
I have one. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Now, and you know, because it was a GPS. Wow, what a deal.
Yeah.
And remember, I had one, and Louie was going to Chicago, and I let him borrow it. And, you know, he really wanted to hug me when he got back after that. Because, I mean, again, when you're going someplace, it's hard to put a value on how neat it is to have that, you know, as long as it doesn't send you down some.
I'll tell you, I've used it to destinations where I know exactly where they are in town that I've gone to for years.
Yeah.
And I let Google show me a new route.
Oh, okay.
And it gets me there about a minute quicker.
No, that's kind of fun.
That's kind of fun.
Well, Apple appears to be working on its own version.
Like a standalone GPS
unit? Google Street View mapping technology, which offers users an interactive view of any street, with plans for Apple Maps vehicles that will collect data and maybe some fun pictures too. The same manner as your Google Street Views do. The online documentation for Apple Maps, the company's own mapping offering, includes a section on Apple Maps vehicles, which says that the company will blur faces and license plates on any collected images prior to the publication. This suggests a process similar to the way that Google uses its images. And of course, you know, when you go Google your house or whatever, you can generally tell what time of year it was or that kind of thing based on, you know, the foliage on the trees and that kind of stuff. And so anyhow, apparently they're going to come out and do that too. Just working on it right now. So possibly the individual who had protested more or longer than anyone else in U.S. America has died. Concepcion Picacio apparently kept a peace vigil against nuclear weapons outside the White House for 35 years.
Goodness.
Believed to be the longest protest in U.S. American history. Died this week at a homeless shelter. A Spanish immigrant, known as Connie to many, believed to be about 80 years old, she began her anti-nuclear proliferation vigil outside the presidential residence in August of 1981, just 6 months into Ronald Reagan's administration. The protest, known as the White House Peace Vigil, was actually started 2 months earlier by another activist. Various other activists joined in, kind of came and went. But Connie stayed the whole time between August 1981 to January 2016.
Wow.
That's more than 12,500 consecutive days of protest under her belt. So, there you are.
That's ethic.
I guess so. By the way, in a blog on Tuesday, Microsoft explained, well, it kind of expanded, I guess, on its explanation for what went wrong with the Surface tablets during the NFL game. Did you hear about
yes.
that?
Yes.
Between Denver and the New England Patriots. TV commentators had said during the game that that New England was having some trouble with their tablets, but Microsoft insists the tablets were not broken. Rather, it was a problem with the wireless internet in the stadium itself. In fact, Microsoft says, quote, Microsoft Surfaces have not experienced a single failure in 2 years that they've been used on the NFL sidelines. You know, they get one more chance to not do that again. And that's almost 100,000 minutes of sideline action, they say. So there. 7:44. Principal of a primary school in Northern England wants to impose a dress code, not on the students, but on the parents. That's because she's tired of seeing parents wearing their pajamas and slippers when they drop their kids off each morning.
Kate Chisholm
says that she's seen more parents wearing what she considers nightwear to school meetings. Meetings. In the letter that was published yesterday, she asked parents to dress appropriately in day wear when you bring your child to school. Said she wanted parents to set a good example for students. And that was not being done very much, so she's taking them to task for that. Oh, here we go. Federal government says everybody needs to be screened for depression. Depends on what day, right? Jeez. Having a good day, having a bad day. Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to have to go over there and take some special time off in the corner. All right.
Wait, time off?
Yeah.
I could be
could do that.
Interested in that.
Okay.
All right. You got the you got shower music somewhere nearby?
I do.
Okay. So it's time for some shower thoughts this morning. Yeah. Yeah, just kind of chill a little bit. You know, cats probably think we're cleaning our ice cream. Is it ironic that people usually show their driver license to buy alcohol?
Uh-oh. Mm.
Photoshop is the worst skill to list on dating websites.
Wow.
Why do we add fish to the end of tuna fish? I mean, it's not like we're going to mistake it for a different kind of tuna.
Like same that. With catfish.
That's right. When you get a hole in your sock, you actually have ruined a pair of socks. Yeah. Hershey's Kisses are just giant chocolate chips.
Oh. Yeah.
Consider your living standard is far greater than that of the king of a medieval country.
Oh, yeah. A longer life expectancy,
that's right.
Too.
That's also true. The name Nick. The name Nick is a nickname.
The BBSO's very own concertmaster, Javier Chaparro, and his band, Salud, take to the stage with the symphony for this very special concert. Join us for an exciting evening of romance, jazz, and fun, beginning with Bowling Suite for Violin and Jazz Piano Trio. The symphony will also premiere new works composed by Javier himself, featuring the romantic sounds of South American music and irresistible Latin jazz, on Sunday, January 31st at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Making music come alive.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It's been said it's easier to build a boy than to mend a man. And I agree. So how do we build this next generation of boys into true men? This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. John Wooden was the men's basketball coach at UCLA for nearly 30 years and is widely recognized as one of the greatest coaches in the history of the game. The dominance of his teams was unprecedented. Surprisingly, though, his lessons on the court had more to do with being a man than with playing basketball. As one of his players once commented, Coach Wooden never tired of telling us that once you become a good person, then you have a chance of becoming a good basketball player. A startling number of boys today are alone, left to figure out for themselves what it means to be a man. In fact, 40% of homes with kids don't have a dad present. These kids need a Coach Wooden in their lives, someone to cast a greater vision for all that life can be. True manhood consists of qualities like inner strength, integrity, the courage to stand up and defend what's right. But developing this level of character doesn't happen in a vacuum. Boys learn to become men in the company of other men as they walk and grow through the challenges of life together. Men, if you have sons, be engaged in their lives. If you don't have boys, be a mentor for one. Show them what it means to have character and how to live with strength and integrity. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds,
Everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Lou is one of you and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-285-4954. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-285-4954. 800-285-4954.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It is 7:50. A&M men's basketball hits the highway to Vietnam, riding one of the country's longest winning streaks, trying to make it 11 in a row. The number 5 Aggs are ranked higher than ever before, and Coach Billy Kennedy says he and the guys haven't even talked about that.
I never mentioned it to the team. You know, obviously, they know about it, but it can be like a going like a bad dream at night. It could be here one night and going the next. So, I mean, it's we're playing to get better, and hopefully we're not – I don't think we're caught up in that right now.
Maroon and White are 17-2 overall and 7-0 in the SEC. It's the Aggs and Razorbacks. Tip-off slated for 6, and the pregame starts at 5:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Crosstown showdown last night for hoops saw Bryan claw back a double-digit deficit to knock off Consol 59-50. The Lady Tigers cruise to a 76-57 victory over the Vikes at Tiger Gym. Texas A&M softball enters the 2016 campaign ranked at number 24 in the ESPN.com USA Softball Collegiate Top 25. Texas A&M sophomore Will Williams received a conference honor yesterday as he was selected as the men's SEC Field Athlete of the Week for his endeavors in the long jump with a jump of just shy of 26 feet. And the 10th-ranked Texas A&M women's tennis team heads to Waco today. They'll take on former Big 12 foe 14th-ranked Baylor. First serve of the top 15 matchup is slated for 5 o'clock at the Hawkins Indoor Tennis Center. In NCAA hoops, Buddy Hield scored 30 points to help number 1 Oklahoma beat Texas Tech 91-67. And Texas cruised to a 71-54 win over TCU. The NFL said it is conducting a comprehensive review of allegations that Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning had human growth hormone delivered to his house. The probe isn't expected to be complete before Denver faces Carolina in the Super Bowl February the 7th. Following the AFC Championship game, Manning alluded to Coach Bill Belichick that this may be his last season, making the inquiry moot if not finished before the Super Bowl.
This may be my last rodeo, so it sure has been a pleasure.
In the NBA, Blake Griffin has apologized for a weekend incident that has left the Los Angeles Clippers without their star forward for an additional 4 to 6 weeks. Hours after the team confirmed that Griffin broke a bone in his right hand while throwing a punch in Toronto, sources told ESPN that Griffin hit Matias Testi, the Clippers' assistant equipment manager, on Saturday. Sources said that Griffin and Testi were at a restaurant when they traded insults and got into an argument. Griffin hit Testi, who left the restaurant and went outside. Griffin followed and hit him again. Testi had visible injuries to his face. Both Griffin and Testi were sent home from the road after that incident. And according to the same source, the two are good friends and have even vacationed together. We'll keep it in the NBA, where the big German in Dallas stole yet another one for the Mavs.
Circling to his right, Dirk trying to get it off the right of the lane. Randle right there on him. 7, 6, 5. Checks the clock. 4. Ripping through. Right baseline. Fade away. Good! With 2.1 seconds left. He did it again.
Nowitzki hit the tie-breaking jumper with 2.1 seconds left to play as the Dallas Mavericks hung on for a 92-90 win over the Los Angeles Lakers. Off-the-field antics in football for former and current players. Missouri quarterback Matty Mock has been suspended indefinitely while the university investigates a video that allegedly shows Mock snorting what looks to be cocaine. It is Mock's third suspension in the last 4 months. He was suspended in September for an undisclosed violation of team policy and again in November for unspecified disciplinary reasons. And former Texas star Vince Young is in hot water. Here's Roger Amrick.
University of Texas's former NFL and Longhorns quarterback Vince Young will keep his job after his drunken driving arrest. The 32-year-old Young led Texas to the national championship 11 years ago and was hired by Texas to promote diversity and community engagement. Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
And that's your sports brought to you by Team of Navasota. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. I know, having gone through the process with you a couple times now, the whole inspection thing can be incredibly daunting, especially if you don't know anything about it.
We have buyers that come in and they say, well, how do we know that the house is good? And they don't even realize that they have an opportunity to have inspections done. So when you're first putting in an offer on a house, you're negotiating something that's called an option period.
Okay.
It's designed for you to have inspections done and negotiate repairs. But it's actually an unrestricted right for you to terminate the contract. So you can terminate at any time during that period of time. But you will actually have inspectors out. There are many different kinds of inspections you can get. But definitely you'll want to have a general inspection. So structural, mechanical, wood destroying insects, so termites and things like that. And then, of course, your air conditioning or HVAC unit. And then you have an opportunity to get bids on those things and negotiate for the seller to correct those items. Or you can terminate your contract.
What would you say is the absolute most important to get?
Those three, without exception, unless it's new construction, because those are typically treated from the beginning. And at that point, you could pass over the wood destroying insect.
Learn more by going to zarealestate.com.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. This is odd. Middle-aged man in Japan found to be living with 10 younger women. Said he attracted them by reciting an incantation that came to him in a dream. The 57-year-old man's unusual arrangement came to light when another woman complained to police that he had threatened her after she refused to join his group. The man told authorities, I had a dream that told me I would become attractive to women if I recited a particular incantation. Downside to his incantation, a rapid series of weddings and divorces left the man with a large group of ex-wives, mostly in their 20s and 30s, who shared his surname and continued to live with him. Incantations. Okay, that's fine. In Wisconsin, thieves made off with plenty of, $70,000 worth of, it's Wisconsin.
Cheddar.
Cheese.
Cheese. All sorts of cheese.
Trailer was located hours later, but no cheese was found. Incident was the second cheese-related caper of the week. A few days before the Friday cheddar robbery, nearly $90,000 worth of Parmesan was missing.
Oh, man, that's expensive stuff.
Yeah, just saying. A recent study found that 86% of adults and 91% of youngsters admitting to being very scared of something. Was it war? Terrorism? Losing your Social Security? Actually, it was monsters.
What? No, come on.
43% of adults, 55% of youth polled thought monsters were in or around their house.
Like chupacabra?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Boogie?
I'm not sure. Cockroaches? I mean,
Oh, man. I thought that's what you were going to say. If there's one thing I'm terrified of, cockroaches.
Now, why are you terrified of?
Well, on the floor, I can handle it. If I can get the roach spray and handle it, fine.
Okay.
Once they start flying,
yeah,
it might as well be an Apache attack helicopter.
Okay, I hear
Good
you.
Lord.
Well, and they don't do it a lot. You know, they usually try to outrun you, but when they take flight, that's true. East Chicago, Indiana councilman sworn into office behind bars earlier this month while in custody on murder charges.
Holy cow.
Robert Battle, who was reelected in November when he ran unopposed, given his oath of office and signed required paperwork on January the 15th, prosecutors said he fatally shot a man in October. Battle's attorney has claimed that the man pulled a knife on him. Oh, like that's a reason to kill him? But anyway, police said that they didn't find a knife at the scene. City councilman sworn in while in jail. Charged with murder.
Huh. God bless America.
Yes, indeed. Well, but the only thing that's strange about this story is that it's in East Chicago, Indiana. So that doesn't even mean he's in Chicago.
True.
He just learned from his bad neighbors. All right. Going to be about 55 today. We're going to be at 70 by the weekend. It's 39 now. WTAW College Station Bryan, 8 o'clock.